Mr. President, John Horan, first of all, you're welcome. Welcome to Donegal.
Thanks very much. Becoming a bit of a regular visitor up here, actually, in fairness. And we had the family holiday here last summer as well, which is the liking we took to the place.
You know Brian McEnough, and I suppose it was an easy decision to say yes when the offer came to come down for this event.
Absolutely. Probably as a young lad growing up in Dublin, Brian McEnough was the big character from Donegal, I suppose, in terms of his playing career. And then when he went on to manage the team to bring Sam back to the Hills. And I suppose after that, like, Brian has gone on to do numerous things in the GAA. Like, he managed the Irish International Rules team. He's been a member of Central Council. And I gather he's still ploughing away in his own club looking after a team.
Yeah. Might be maybe a sore point to use that he didn't mastermind a victory in the All-Ireland over your own county at one stage.
Yeah, from a personal point of view, it was the first time I ever had a young lad on a Dublin team that I had coached up the way. And I was looking forward to this kind of All-Ireland medal arriving into the club. But look, fair is fair on the day. I think Dublin got carried away in the whole hype of the thing, and Donegal came with the focus to win the game, and they won it fair and square.
Yeah, it's amazing talking to people here in the foyer ahead of this event, the amount of respect that they have for Brian.
Absolutely, but like, I mean, you couldn't but have respect for him. I mean, he has done everything anyone could do within the GAA. Like, he's still involved in his club, he's still managing the team, he's represented Donegal at Central Council, he's brought Sam back here, he was a top player for both county and province. So, like, I mean, what box did Brian not tick in his whole career through the GAA?
Let's talk about your role. You've got a year under your belt now. How have you found it? Has it been all that you expected?
Yeah, actually, somebody told me not to be over ambitious with change, because they said you'll get plenty of fires popping up in front of you. And I suppose when you look back on the year that was in it, there were a few incidents that did arrive on my table, not of my making, but had to be dealt with. But look, all in all, I've really enjoyed it. It has been very, you know, exciting to be going around and just see the impact that the role of the GAA has in Irish society. Like, whether it's you're attending a funeral or you're opening a pitch or presenting medals to the Junior B team in Pettigo for winning the championship up here.
Yeah, you're off to score the finals tomorrow in Castlebar and Mayo, and there's All-Ireland semi-finals to take place as well, but the likes of the score is just important as the big games when it comes to those days.
Well, I think it's key, like, that one of our principles as an organisation is that we will promote the culture and the language, and score gives us that opportunity. So the Scorn and Oak finals are in Castlebar tomorrow, so I'm up early and on the road. I should be down there around 11:30, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, might just touch maybe on the semi-finals, and there has been changes to the calendar and the football, and we of course have Gwydor in action tomorrow, and there's Corrifan, they're in and All-Ireland champions, but those two sides have had a break of around 10, 11, 12 weeks since they last played. Do you see that maybe at this stage has maybe been slightly unfair of the players, and there is more room for change there when it comes to the stage that the clubs are at now?
You'd never believe, but the conversation I had in the car coming up was with somebody about making that sort of change, and to see, could the semi-finals be squeezed in before Christmas and then maybe just have the finals in January, and then look at something to fill Patrick's Day, maybe National Hurling League games, three of them in Croke Park, and get all the six counties there to play in a triple header, something along those lines to celebrate Paddy's Day. But yeah, no, I can see it. We actually have consulted the clubs that have been in the club semi-finals and finals for the last 5 years to see what their opinion is in terms of the actual programme. So no, it's something we are conscious of.
Yeah, and you mentioned about score, and I suppose having new teams in latter stages of All-Irelands as well, again back to our club and Gwydor, who are there for a first time, and it's really what the GAA is all about, giving young men and players the opportunity to get to a level, and the club is where the heart is.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I was in Croke Park last Saturday and last Sunday for the junior and intermediate hurling and football club competitions, and just the enthusiasm and the passion in the on the stands of the people, never mind what was going on the pitch, like, and the joy that was there in everyone's face when their own local team were actually after pulling off in All-Ireland. Even if it was junior or intermediate, it was every bit as important to them. So, like, club is key, and, you know, we are working at trying to get the fixtures, but it is limited because we are a complex organisation. Like, there's no other organisation organises two sports. They all organise one, but we've been so brave to try and take on organising two.
Yeah, and more locally, the county boards have their roles to play in trying to organise matches and various events within their own county, but also trying to raise funds to help to develop the sport. And we are honouring Brian here tonight, but we're also here to raise money for a training fund, and Donegal's doing good work, so they are, President.
Yeah, I was out at the turning of the sod fire convoy in regard to the dressing room areas. The pitches look very good out there. And, you know, we have to provide the remaining part of the facilities and dressing rooms. Porta cabins are really not the end thing for players to turn up and get togged off and work out in. So, no, it is key. And, look, you know, county teams are kind of so demanding in terms of the availability of pitches and the hours that they put in that clubs just can't facilitate it anymore. And every county needs its own particular centre for bringing their teams in. But, look, I'm confident the way people are going about it here in Donegal that this isn't going to impede the progress of the game in Donegal. I think people are being prudent in terms of the raising of the finance and the spend going on, and I think it will come out right in the end.
Yeah. Just finally then, you've got 2 years left, just under 2 years left of your term. Where would you hope the GEA to be? I know it's short term, but when you're stepping away from the president's role, would you like to the GEA to be in? What improvements would you like to be in place?
Well, I've already set two of them in train. That is the increase in the club grants, the development grants to clubs, and we've reopened the loan scheme for clubs as well. So they're two key important things. I did say clubs were important. We did have a national club forum. We've given more money to the international units. I would like to see the Tier 2 football championship come true, and I think we have to do something better on the 20 football championship. And obviously it does fall in my remit to review those changes that are in there on a trial basis at the moment, the round robin nature of the hurling competitions and the Super 8s. So there's still a lot of work to be done before 2021 comes.